Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for our meditation this morning is the gospel lesson we read a moment ago from St. Matthew chapter 11, especially verses 28 to 30. Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Before that, our lesson today is kind of laden heavily with the law. It's what we do here in the Lutheran Church. Law and gospel, and so did Jesus our Lord. He says that we are heavy laden and that we labor. With what? What's so heavy on us? And why do we labor so? If we're honest, if we're true, what do we fight for the most? We fight for the passions of the flesh, our lusts. We fight for peace for ourselves. We look out for number one, don't we? That's important to us. And that rest. Oh, I need that rest. Just like we had a wonderful vacation. It was great. And now I need this week off just to recover. But that rest. Oh, yeah. I'll get those things cleaned up for you here in a little bit, okay? Just let me rest a while. Me. I need you to do this for me. I know that this work has to be done. I just gotta make it to Friday. Then I can rest. That's us being heavy laden. And we labor. We labor for so many things for ourselves. Oh, yes, we labor for our spouse. We labor for our children. We labor for our grandchildren. And even labor for their church. We labor for a lot of things. Why? We want our spouse to be happy. We want to be happy with our spouse. That means we want our kids to be right. We want our kids to grow up well so that they're a good reflection of me. Same with our grandkids. We really do want what's best for them. But the number one thing that we are laboring for, the number one thing that we are so heavy laden with is taking care of ourselves. And in this gospel lesson from Matthew chapter 11, Jesus is speaking to those who utterly deny to understand or to even acknowledge God. That's who he's talking to. He's talking to those who, like, yeah, I know God is there. Yeah, I know he did that. But who's going to make the money to put food on the table for my kids? I am. He just broke the first commandment. Now, Jesus is also speaking to those who are in complete and most desperate need of hearing God's saving righteousness. who he's talking to, me and you. He's talking to those who have never studied a Bible lesson. He's talking to those who don't go to Bible studies. He's talking to those whose ears are itching to hear. How do I take care of me? Where do I find peace, Lord? Right here. Right now. In this life. We must be dependent upon God. That's not law. God, our Heavenly Father. As little children, think about that little child. What's that kid going to get? What's that child going to do? What's that little girl or that little boy, what are they going to eat at night if not that their father provides for them? Just in the very same way, when we want peace, we want rest, we got to depend upon God, our Heavenly Father. We got to see how Christ glorified him too. You've got to see that in the scriptures. That's what Christ did. Look at verse 25. He says, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. He did that often. He said that often. He praised God the Father. We do too. For everything that we have, you can tell me anything. A rubber duck, the gas in your car, the air that we breathe, it's all traced back to God and what He has created. You didn't go out and get that woman as your wife. You didn't have grandchildren. God provided them for you. God gave you all these things. So it's the really wise people, the really smart ones that reject Christ. Because look what I did. Now, God is at work here. Okay? God's working here, but only through Jesus Christ. Christ was sent by God so that we could live. What a gift! And oh, you know, I'm getting up in age. I'm nearing, oh gosh, my middle 30s now. Didn't work. I'm getting up there in age, and I know a lot of things. I don't know more than you. Maybe I know more about this than you do. Or maybe you know more about that than I do. Okay? But we're pretty smart now. We know. Oh, to be like a little child, you know? Oh, to be like that little, I don't know, two and a half or 3 year old. You see them. They're totally dependent upon you for everything. They can't do nothing. They can't feed themselves hardly. I don't know too many 1 year old little babies that can go to the kitchen and fire up the stove and make a wonderful meal that's nourishing and helps them grow and mature. But to be like a child and dependent upon God. It says that all throughout Scripture many times, gotta accept Him and take this faith like a little child. Oh. And it's God's gracious will, you know? It's His will that we do it so. It's God's will that we take this faith like a child. It's God that wants us to believe in Him, to trust in Him and to be dependent upon Him. What's His will anyways? What does God want for you? What does God want for me? I know He wants me to be well. God wants me to be happy. God wants me to be His child. And God wants me to go into paradise with Him forever and ever. Okay, well, that's what God wants. But we got this problem. See, we know too much. We're pretty smart. We're the wise. We're the ones that Jesus is talking to here. Jesus says, all things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal Him. Well, I got a guess. Well, it's not really a guess. It's kind of like I got hit on the head and shoulders with a great big board and says, here's the kingdom of God. Tell people about me. That's what God did to me. And many of you, God does the same thing. Only, you know, that board's coming and you brush it off. Yeah, I know. I gotta go to work now. Through Christ Jesus, we find peace. And we find peace for ourselves. You and I, we are all cared for and loved by God. His grace is poured out in an abundance upon us. Oh my goodness. There's so much that we don't know. There really is. I'll be the first to tell you, there's a lot of things I don't know. But we can't know what it is all about yet because it hasn't been revealed to us. It has been revealed to Jesus. Just like we learned in our Bible study this morning. You know, what has been revealed to us? It's in His Word. Jesus has. And let me tell you something. Nobody, throughout the course of all history, has ever stated these words, come to me. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you. That looks pretty heavy. That's a yoke. Let me tell you something. This right here is pretty heavy. It weighs me down. But it's Christ. It is His yoke that we take upon ourselves. That's what He tells us. He says, take my yoke upon you. Oh, and then He says, learn from me. Look at what Jesus has done. Study Him. Study the words of our Lord. Study the history of our Lord. Study the thoughts of our Lord. Study where He went, what He did. Look at these things and learn from Him. He's gentle. He's actually lowly in heart. He cares for everybody. And when you do that, you will find rest. You ever heard that old thing? How many muscles does it take to frown? It takes, like, I don't know, let's say 100 muscles in your face to you mad. Serious. But to smile is easy. It only takes like just a couple muscles. In other words, it's easier to smile than it is to frown. It's easier to get along with everybody than it is to carry a grudge. I am. Oh yeah, I remember. Wait a minute. And then, oh, don't go there because you know what they did to you last time. We're even reminded of our grudges. Such a heavy thing to carry. When I was a kid, when I was a little kid, I lied. I lied about a bunch of things. I even got a bad report card one day and I threw it in the trash can before I got home. I was drilled for a week. Where's your doggone report card? I don't know, they didn't give me one. I guess I just didn't get one. Parents aren't that stupid. But I tried, and I lied about other things. You know what? I really did. And then you got to remember the lie, because it's going to follow you, and it's going to come up again. And you got to make up a lie to cover that lie. And it keeps going, and I tell you what, I just got tired of it. I started telling the truth. As a kid, I figured it out. Tell the truth. It was easier. And it felt better. My conscience was clear. And that's the same thing that Jesus is telling us today. To take his yoke, which is easy. It's not that heavy. It's actually very easy. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and all your strength. And to love your neighbor as yourself. Because you know you love yourselves. I'm not crazy about myself, but somebody is. So we live in this now, but not yet. We hear this repeatedly about this now, but not yet. Now, where's the peace now? Am I going to have to die to find all this rest that you're talking about, Pastor? No. That's the now, but not yet. Just like I stopped lying and started telling the truth, it felt better. I don't have to make anything up. It's just like I told you about being a pastor. I don't have to make stuff up. It's pretty easy. All I gotta do is tell you what Jesus says, what the Bible says. And we can enjoy it now. We can find peace now. And that which hasn't come yet, that's our hope. Our hope of paradise. Forever, ever, ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.